This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on Obamacare, one big corporate ripoff and one huge gap. As hope soars for the new Affordable Care Act and its coming coverage of the uninsured, some of the discoveries of the problems with the law produce a heavy heart. Yesterday, we looked at one big healthcare company's attempts to scam the system and rip off their lower wage workers by trying to institute a low premium, high deductible plan. The premium of less than $100 would technically make the plan offered by the big insurer Anthem affordable at less than 9.5% of gross annual wages for the workers making less than $20,000 on the average per year. But to actually get any benefits, a worker would have to pay $3,000 in deductibles for anything but the most basic guaranteed package under the Act. Paying more than $4,000 per year to have any real coverage would suck up 25% of a worker's income. Could this possibly be a qualified plan when all these workers would have been eligible for premium tax credits and potentially cost sharing if they could access the more affordable marketplace created by ACA? Sadly, it seems the answer is yes. I spent almost an hour yesterday on the live chat room at www.healthcare.gov trying to find a definitive answer to this question. My first chatter got so depressed that after extensive research, she finally bailed. And Kayla, my second chatter, hung in despite how depressed we both were. The only answers they can give after consulting with their supervisors was a sad circular one. Yes, the worker could still enter the marketplace and buy their insurance there rather than through the company, but they would not be eligible for tax credits or cost sharing regardless of their income. Effectively, this company, ResCare, with its 45,000 workers, has instituted a worker ripoff for this Anthem plan, which will effectively screw its thousands of lower-wage workers and price them out of the health care coverage, leaving most of them still uninsured when most could have been better under the marketplace exchange. They might argue that $3,000 isn't much if there's a huge hospital bill compared to one of the lower-end plans in the marketplace, paying only 60 or 70% of the cost, which might cost the worker even more later, but that ignores the fact that one is paying a percentage of the total in those cases while the deductible has to be paid up front. With the $1,000 the company was willing to pay per worker applied instead to the worker's premium, the worker could have bought the Platinum plan with 90% coverage for almost nothing. But of course, they would also have had to have been willing to seriously bargain about it and actually been willing to spend the $1,000 rather than knowing full well that most of their workers will pass on $90 per month and end up costing them nothing. This selfishness by the company, which is in the healthcare field ironically, not only bars their 45,000 workers but also many of their dependents and spouses from the marketplace. Disgusting. The other depressing call I took yesterday was from a member of the Musicians Union, where I'd spoken last week and tried to answer questions they had about Obamacare. The woman calling was trying to figure out how to get affordable health care coverage for her husband, a musician. She had job-based insurance, but the premium there was too high for their budget, so she had been hoping they both could either go to the marketplace or at least he could do so. She talked to her human resources person on the job and gotten ridiculous advice about how costs were going to rise based on the HR staffer's misunderstanding of how insurance actuarial systems work, believing it had to do with income rather than risk. Nonetheless, she also found herself caught in a well-reported gap. Sure, her husband could apply for insurance to the ACA marketplace, but despite his qualifying income, he would not be able to get any assistance, so he was likely out of luck. We ended up having a crazy discussion about whether they should separately file with the IRS for 2013 in order for him to try to apply before March 31st, 2014 and get qualified then with support of the marketplace. Hell of a note, but that's what it might come to. There are fixes that are desperately needed in Obamacare, not the ones the defenders are talking about, the defunders I mean, but ones that will actually provide health care for people who need it, who are now caught by the law and heartless, greedy employers on the wrong side. Technicalities. This is Wade Rathke for questions or comments. www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.